listening to The Terrific Teacherpreneur, a podcast for teachers looking to grow a successful online business. Your host, Alex, was able to transform her Teachers Pay Teachers store from a small side hustle into a profitable full-time business. She now helps other teachers do the same. Listen along for actionable tips and helpful wisdom about business and marketing as a teacherpreneur. Here's your host, Alex.
Hello and welcome to the Terrific Teacherpreneur podcast. This week, I want to chat about SEO, search engine optimization. I will let you know that I do have a previous episode of the podcast on search engine optimization. I will throw a link in the show notes for you. And that's got a guest, Kristen Doyle, and we, you know, really dive into it. But this is just a quick episode where I want to chat and share some of my thoughts about SEO that I've been having lately. So after Lily was born, I found that I didn't really have a lot of time to work on my business. Understandably, babies are hard work. But I would get these little pockets sometimes where she'd be having a nap or Dale would be looking after her. And I'd be like, well, okay, I can quickly sit at my laptop. Like, but what should I do? What should I work on in this tiny pocket of time? And I thought, I don't want to start like a big project. I don't want to be working on a huge product or anything like that. I don't want to be, you know, trying to do something that doesn't make me money either, like something that's to do with marketing that maybe isn't very profitable. I don't want to spend like that precious like 30 minutes I have doing one tiny marketing thing that isn't going to make me money. I thought, I've got these like tiny amounts of time. What can I do in a small amount of time that has a big impact? And it wouldn't matter too much if I was interrupted or whatever. And I thought, maybe I'll play around with SEO because I can just like pick a random product in my store, just do like one at a time, or I can just keep going as many as I want, depending on how much time I have. Just I can like potter around on search, like researching keywords, playing around with rankings, tweaking titles and descriptions. It's not something that would matter too much if I was interrupted or I had a short amount of time. Anyway. So that's what I've been doing a lot of lately. And in my explorations, I have definitely found a strategy that I think really, really helps with SEO. And it's basically not trying to go for the really competitive search terms. So if you decide to label your resource math centers, good luck to you. But I don't think you're going to be finding yourself anywhere near the top of search because there's just 10,000 billion people that have made math centers. So what you need to do is kind of go for more long tail keywords that are more specific, more niche, a bit less popular, I guess you could say, because you have more chance of ranking. And it'd be far better to rank on a less popular set of keywords than to not rank on a really popular set. So for example, like I was talking about math centers, that's a good example. Take a second to have a little guess. Like how many results do you think there are for the term math centers on TPT? 1,000, 10,000, 100,000, like what are your thoughts? I will tell you, I've just typed it into TBT and the results for the keyword math centers is 830,000 plus results. It's insane. And if you're just kind of looking at that first page of search, you know, the first results that come up have 6.6 thousand reviews, 2.6 thousand, 3.4 thousand, 4.2 thousand. And I just want to be honest with you here for a second and say, if you're a newer seller, a smaller seller, this product you're talking about is like a new product. Or guess if you're just a realist, basically, I think it's practical to not just try and call your resource math centers and hope that you will land on page one for that search term because you just won't. But if you went a bit more specific and went for something like a grade level before the math centers, like fifth grade math centers, or hands-on math centers or fractions math centers, you might have a little bit more luck. I mean, let's have a little look at those results. So I just threw in fractions math centers into TPT. Now, obviously, it's still quite a popular term, but obviously, it's going to be a lot better than the actual just math centers. 56,000. I mean, that's still a lot. But just, you know, 56,000 still a lot better than what was the math centers? Like 800,000 or whatever. So, I mean, we're getting down a little bit now, but you could even go further than that. You could go first grade math centers. Let's have a little look at that. First grade fractions math centers. Assuming that these math centers you've made are actually, you know, first grade and fractions. 2,900 results. Now that's a bit more realistic. I mean, we still have some strong products on that first page. We've actually got some, with like less reviews, no reviews, that kind of thing. So I think the two things to look at. One is when you type in a search term, how many results are there? You know, if there's like 1,000, 5,000, that's probably a bit better than, you know, 100,000 or 500,000. So looking at that, then you know that it's not too saturated a term. but also perusing that first page and looking at the number of reviews on those resources. Now, we know that ranking isn't all about your reviews, but that's just one of the factors. But it does give you a little bit of an idea. If you see that first page has, you know, like 20 results and they're all like people with thousands of reviews, you can be honest with yourself and say you're probably not going to end up on page one with your brand new resource that has zero reviews and zero sales, because the reviews kind of indicate that there's a lot of sales in those resources. So that's, you know, another thing to look at. Whereas if you get a search result that, you know, has, you can see some products in there that are a bit more kind of small scale, not so massive, it makes you think, wait, there's a bit of a chance that my product could actually, you know, move up the ranking here a little bit. I want to say that you don't have to, you know, be so strict with your SEO that, you know, you can never use big keywords. It's just about being a realist when you first start with a resource or with your store. If you're putting a new product up or you're a smaller seller, you know, you've got a worse selling product, you know, what you can do is to try and get a few more sales and a few more eyes on your resources by ranking in a less popular term. And then as your resource gains momentum, it sells more, gets more reviews, gets more views, starts converting well and stuff, then you can, you maybe switch over to that more popular keyword or search term. But I think it's good to start off with something a little less saturated. Now, obviously, the downside would be that there are less people searching for these more specific long tail keywords. But when they do search for it, you're more likely to be found. And so, you know, any day, I would rather be on page one of a sort of not very competitive search term. It's only got like 5,000 results, but I'm smack bang page one. I'd much rather be that than page 20 plus, like, you know, the 1,000th result on some really popular search term that I just have no hope in ranking for. Like, which one's more likely to get me views and therefore sales? That's just something that you want to play around with. And when you're doing these SEO, you know, tweaks and stuff, you do a little bit of research on TPT search on the website, you know, maybe brain dump some keywords and like play around with what you think would work. And then just have a little tweak on your title and descriptions, like throwing in keywords, extra ones, or switching out keywords, and then, you know, checking back on those rankings a little bit later, maybe an hour later, maybe a day or a week later, to sort of see whether you've moved up a little bit or whether you're finally ranking on a different search term. So I guess I think of SEO as a bit like a three-part thing. You call it like the SEO sandwich. Like, one level is you first research keywords, you know, brain dump, go on Google, have a think about things, think about what teachers would search, go on to TPT search, go to the drop-down menu, see what people are searching for. For some search terms, you can even scroll to the bottom of the page and it has suggested terms, you know, looking at what other people are calling their resources. Like, all that research phase is like level one. Level two is the experimentation, where you go and actually make changes to your product's title and the first few lines of your description, the snippet. And then level three, final level, is you go back in sometime later to TPT and just check where your product's showing up. Like, is it showing up higher? Is it showing up lower? Is it showing up at all? So you're sort of checking your rankings before and after, and in the middle you make that change. So I want to wrap this episode up. I just wanted to share that I think if you want to sell more resources, if you want to get more views, if you want to rank higher on TPT, it is worth going for some more less competitive search terms and not trying to rank for the really, really popular stuff, because you're just kind of wasting your time and your beautiful product is just, you know, gathering dust on page 20, and that's just heartbreaking for everyone. So have a little play around with that. Your action item for this week is to pick a resource and make some SEO tweaks. So maybe go to your product statistics, filter from like bestseller to worst seller, go down to your worst sellers, maybe toggle across and look at the views, because you can't really rank by views, but you know, you can rank by what sells and then look at views and have a look. Have you got any resources that have like less than 100 views, or like only a few hundred views, or whatever, something that's just not getting seen? And then do that little SEO sandwich, play around with some of the keywords, see if you can get that resource finally ranking or ranking slightly higher. And I think that that's just a really great use of like 20 minutes. Definitely highly recommend it, especially if you have a baby like I do. Anyway, I really hope that you've enjoyed this episode and it's given you some food for thought. If you're ever really struggling with search engine optimization, you can always jump into the Terrific Teacherpreneur Facebook group. I'll put a link in the show notes. You could always make a post in there and say, hey, I'm really struggling. This is my product. What could I title it? What do you think a teacher would search? What would be a better keyword? Help me out here. And you could always do that if you're getting really stuck. And then hopefully you'll get a few replies. But I hope that you have a terrific day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Terrific Teacherpreneur. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and review on your preferred podcast listening platform. We really appreciate that effort. Come back for more actionable tips and helpful wisdom in the next episode with your host, Alex. Until then.